It's time to combine a guilty little pleasure with a new healthy habit. Kick up your feet and listen in. This is Wisdom and Chocolate. My name is Beth Stanko, and you are listening to Wisdom and Chocolate. I'm the creator of the I Am Equation, and I believe celebrating, motivating, and empowering yourself is the key to leading an awesome life. And of course, when you bring it full circle and start celebrating yourself all over again, that is where the real power comes from. I am honored to be here with you today, speaking to you with a little bit of wisdom and following that up with some super yummy chocolate. So let's get to it. Today, our main topic is life is good. I just want to take a moment to ask you to share this podcast with a friend. Give the gift of self-celebration to the people who are closest to you in your life. Go ahead and take a moment and share this podcast. Oh, yes, life is indeed good. Now, I know a lot of people that, you know, kind of judge whether or not life is good based on how many challenges they have. How rough is the day? How in tune to things are you on a negative side? I mean, that's really the way we look at life and then kind of assess, is it good? Is it bad? Is it something I like? Is it something I don't like? But really, when it comes down to it, the purpose of life is indeed to learn lessons, to figure things out, to love, to be heartbroken, to experience, to lend a hand. You know, all of the different things that we go through in our lives, no matter what part of the world we are in, these are things that we are meant to experience and learn from, and then pass wisdom on to the next generations. Life is indeed good. And it's all in the way that you look at it, the way that you decide you were going to assess the challenges which are before you. Now, to make sure we're all kind of on the same page, I want you to know that every life experience is going to be different. And sometimes we all go through trauma, and I'm certainly not somebody who is unfamiliar with trauma. I've experienced it. And I am sure that you have experienced it on some level. I know that I have a lot of listeners who are kind of in that position in their lives where they're like, screw this, all this, what everybody else is telling me my life is about. I want to start having fun. And so they get on here and they're like, yeah, okay, I like this because I am an advocate for enjoying and embracing your life. And if you are sitting there, you know, kind of wallowing in the sadness of a situation, and maybe it's very fresh, and so wallowing is completely okay. But maybe it's time that you need to step out of that and figure out how to find your footing again. Well, then, hey, listen to this podcast. I give you all sorts of tools and all sorts of thoughts on how to get back on your feet for sure, because life is good and you got to own your fire when things are tough. And in fact, that is the wisdom moment for today. Own your fire when things are tough. So, you know, I got to kind of explain what fire means to me, because I think that many times we think of fire and it's just something that's destructive. It's super hot. It's painful if you touch it. You know, and maybe we just associate all sorts of things on that level with fire instead of recognizing that sometimes fire is very important in bringing things back down to an elemental level so that more beautiful things can blossom. Certainly in managing a forest, many of us have heard about people kind of going in and doing managed fires where they are burning some of the dead stuff that has fallen from the trees or that has died back over the year. They actually burn those things to bring the forest back to more of an elemental level in the topsoil. And it actually helps to create more space for healthier plants to grow. It's actually a beneficial thing. So as we're looking at the statement, own your fire when things are tough, I would encourage you to not look at fire as something that is destructive as much as invigorating. Because when the fire does what it does, it actually creates an environment where beauty can grow and blossom. When you're owning the fire on the inside of you, this is kind of a constant fire. It's like a slow burn. As everything kind of falls to the ground, it just kind of burns up, right? Instead of having to do a huge controlled fire and really make sure that you're taking care of your forest inside of yourself, it's an ongoing thing. That fire is burning inside of you. It's burning so that you are constantly allowing yourself to be aware of the opportunities around you and to embrace the blooming of new understanding that is possible inside of you. You've got to own that fire. Don't just allow it to keep going. I mean, sure, yeah, it'll keep going as long as you don't do something to stop it, right? It's going to keep going, and that's beautiful. I mean, it's super yummy, right? It's going to keep going. But when you own it, you are actively stoking that fire. You are actively involved in making sure that the fire is burning in a way that is pleasing for you. And when things are tough, you can kind of strip away the stuff that doesn't mean anything to you. Because, you know, let's face it, when things are tough, we have a tendency to kind of discount everything that's going on. Oh, I don't need this. I don't want that, right? So even if it's something that's serving you, because it's part of the things that are tough, you just want to get rid of it. In fact, the amount of people that I've spoken to who have gotten rid of other people in their lives just because they were associated with a tough time, oh my goodness, it's a lot. A lot of people I've spoken to have gone through that. I just couldn't associate with them anymore because it was too painful. It reminded me of this other thing. Or I couldn't, you know, have that job anymore because it reminded me of this other thing. Or I couldn't go to this event anymore because it just reminded me, right? You start doing this whole association thing and you start putting things in the fire that don't really need to be there. When things are tough, there's normally something behind those things. Something that is calling out for attention. Hey, pay attention to me. Do something about me. Please take care of me, right? There's always something at the root of it. Now, you know, it doesn't always show up as a one thing. Maybe when things are tough, the root issue is financial, or maybe a lack of drive. Let's call it that, a lack of drive. So maybe you don't have the drive to go out and get another job. And so you're going to wait it out until something comes to you. And as you're waiting for things to come to you, all of a sudden bills are coming at you. And now you're starting to notice the bills. And then you've got, you know, collection agencies that are coming after you. And now you're starting to really feel that things are tough. Buying food is hard. Paying for your car is hard. And now the things that are tough are the things that you're looking at and going, oh my gosh, times are tough. And you're not looking at the root, which is I've got no drive. I've got no drive, so no job, which means the bills are piling up, which means the collection agency is after me, which means, you know, it kind of builds. And there was one root issue, not enough drive. So what do you think you can do? If you're owning your fire and you're getting rid of all the debris would be the worry and the concern over the bills. Okay, that's not serving you. That's not serving you. And the debris would be the whole, I'm just going to wait until a job comes. That's not serving you either, right? Throw it in the fire. You don't need that. But the thing that you don't want to throw in the fire is the underlying issue, the lack of drive. That's where your focus needs to be. And that's where the fire inside of you can illuminate the situation so that you can focus on it. You got to own your fire because it is there to serve you, my love. It's part of you. It's illuminating all of the issues and it's helping you to process and break down all the things that you really don't need to be focused on. Bills, sure, bring it down to an elemental level. We got to deal with that, but we got to deal with it by taking care of the root issue, the lack of drive. Own your fire when things are tough so that you can empower yourself to make wise choices and changes that put you on a path of feeling less vulnerable and stronger than you've ever felt before. Life is indeed good. Are you enjoying Wisdom in Chocolate? Then I encourage you to share this podcast with a friend. Make sure that you're sharing with them all of the love and peace and grace that you get from this podcast every single week. Reach out and share chocolate with a friend. There is one simple equation that holds the secret to an empowered life. It's called the I Am Equation, a powerful online course at BetsDanko.com dedicated to creating real, transformative change through self-celebration. Celebrate, motivate, and empower. It's that simple. The solution to the equation is personal transformation. The I Am Equation at BetsDanko.com. Plug your life into the equation at BetsDanko.com. It is time for the chocolate moment. Yay! And it is accompanied by the Lily's Salted Caramel Milk Chocolate Style Stevia Sweetened Chocolate. I actually might have talked about this one before. I don't know. Because, you know, I get it in two different styles. One is little teeny balls of this salted caramel wrapped in the chocolate. And they're super yummy, but they're also super dangerous. And one of the reasons they're dangerous is because it's really easy to just keep grabbing them and eating them like they're popcorn. That's not going to serve you. It's really not. You end up eating way more than you wish to. Now, this is milk chocolate style stevia sweetened. So it also gives you this feeling of, well, it's not that bad. I'm not eating super, you know, terrible processed sugar. Well, it's less sugar, but it's a sweeter life because of the stevia. And so it is better on some level, but it's still a sweetener, right? So if you're, you know, putting that hand in and grabbing the little balls of caramel covered in chocolate, and you're losing track because you're thinking it's popcorn, it's not really serving you, right? But I also get this in a candy bar, where it's salted caramel, milk chocolate style, stevia sweetened, the whole shebang, exactly as the little balls, and gluten-free even, which is super, super awesome, but it's in a candy bar. And that, to me, it's easier to regulate how much you're eating because you kind of break off squares. You go, okay, all I need is a couple squares, and you put the rest away. Much better, right? And in the long run, you feel better about yourself because you have it, you know, gouged out on this bag of chocolate, which is now gone, right? It's literally just, I've got my squares, I now wrap it back up and I put it away. Perfect. And this chocolate is accompanying the chocolate moment of motivation is a gift you give yourself. So why did I choose this chocolate to go with motivation? Well, here's the thing. I am not a really big chocolate eater. I eat chocolate definitely because I'm giving you, you know, information on these healthier style chocolates. But I am not one who, you know, sits there and chows down on chocolate. Every once in a while I go through a phase and it's like, well, if, you know, 2-3 days and all I want is chocolate, but that's actually pretty rare. And so when I am choosing chocolate for this show, I feel really motivated to go for something that's really super healthy and nourishing as best as I can for a chocolate. And when I'm going for a milk chocolate, it's really super important to me that it's not going to be an actual milk chocolate that I can get sick from. And if it is something along those lines, literally it's a bite and it goes away. But I feel more motivated when it's healthy, when it's non-GMO, when it's got the gluten-free, when it's fair trade, when I know that I'm helping to sustain not just myself or the people I'm purchasing from, but the people who are supplying the people I'm purchasing from, right? It makes me feel motivated because I'm doing good things. It's feeding my fire on the inside, the illumination side of the fire. It's giving me the opportunity to really look at myself and honor the things that will help me feel stronger and healthier. If I were to sit back and just chow down on some Hershey's chocolate bars, which, you know, no judgment, if that's your thing, that's totally fine. But for me, there's something about those bars, I don't know what the ingredient is, that actually makes me sick. Like I start having a scratchy throat. I don't feel so good in my head. I'll get a headache sometimes. My neck will get tight. Like there's something in there that I don't feel so good about.
Now, the rest of my family is really into Hershey's chocolate. And every once in a while, I will have some Hershey's chocolate, like a tiny bit. But I know that there's a consequence to that. And so I don't really feel motivated to go for a healthier chocolate in those moments. And then I lose my motivation in the rest of my life because I don't feel good. You know how when you don't feel very well, you're not very motivated. You know, if it's a morning routine that you get up and you work out or you make yourself a really nice breakfast or whatever, but you wake up and you don't feel well, you know the first thing to go is going to be that workout because you don't feel well enough to do it. Maybe it's just, you know, I normally do 40 minutes, but I'm going to just do 5 minutes of stretching. Like it's a thing that kind of falls to the side. Well, the same thing happens with me. And not just with working out, but with work. If I'm not taking care of myself, if I'm choosing things that aren't really serving me, then I'm not paying attention to that fire inside, man. I really am not. I'm sitting on the couch. I'm zoning out. I might be just kind of scrolling through social media. Like I'm not even paying attention to life. I lose my motivation. So in order to keep myself going, I make sure that I'm feeding myself with really good things and that I take care of myself in the best way possible. And if I am really craving a chocolate or want to indulge in a chocolate, I don't want it to knock me out for a few hours or even for a few days. I want to own my fire and I don't want to create situations that are tough for me. I want to own my fire when the things are getting tough, so that I can weed everything down to the things that really matter. Motivation is a gift that you give yourself. So I take care of myself so that I can feel motivated moving forward. And almost always when I have not been taking care of myself, I realize I'm setting myself up for a fall. And it's terrible. I know I'm doing it to myself. Why would I do that to myself? I love myself, right? Motivation is a gift that you give yourself. And sometimes it's something that you do days before, right? You know, you need some motivation. And so you work your way up to it. Maybe you've got an event that you got to go to. And the gift that you give yourself is you don't speak a lot or sing a lot for a couple days so that your voice can last over the entire weekend when you're doing presenting. Maybe you kind of go on a juicing diet for 2 or 3 days before a big event so that you feel really cleansed and your mind is clear. You know, these are all gifts that you give yourself so that you can maintain your motivation. Own your fire when things get tough. And you know what? Try to even avoid the things that are tough by giving yourself motivation, giving yourself that gift of motivation. Own your fire when things are tough, my love. Motivation is a gift you give yourself. So feed the fire and illuminate the things that matter. Life is good. Looking for a way to help support BetStanko.com and Wisdom in Chocolate? Head down to the bottom of the podcast description. Click on Buy Me a Coffee. That will take you to the website Buy Me a Coffee, where you can make a donation to help support everything that we do here. And of course, we dedicate everything we do to celebrating you. So thank you for helping us do exactly that. There is something that we need to acknowledge. And that is this lovely thing called a habit. And habits are really lovely when they are serving you. They really truly are. If your habit is to reach for water instead of a soft drink, that's a lovely habit to have. It's better for your body. It helps to nourish you in ways that soft drinks can't. But sometimes we have some habits that aren't serving us at all. And in fact, they lead us to situations where we don't have the drive to get a job and we don't feel motivated to get our work done. And these habits are things like reaching for the soft drink or reaching for a candy bar because you need a snack and you happen to be at a convenience store and that's really all they have. You know, you could have packed an apple in the morning. That could have been a new healthy habit that you put into your life. Put a piece of fruit in your bag. Maybe put some rice cakes and some avocado in your bag. Think ahead. Gift yourself before you get into a situation. Make sure that you're putting in place some habits that actually serve you Make it a habit to grab something on the way out the door. In fact, what a lovely thing to do. Just put a bowl of fruit or something on a table or some sort of something, a chair even, that you have to pass on the way out the door. Maybe even put your keys next to that so that every time you grab your keys, it's natural to pick up a piece of fruit. That way you don't need to grab some chocolate at a convenience store a little later. Maybe you own your fire by recognizing that putting things that aren't healthy in your body or working with thoughts that aren't healthy for your mind, that's just not something that you need to do. But one of the best habits that you can put in place for yourself is training yourself to find good in absolutely everything and then making that a habit. Now, I do want to say, because I've had a lot of people ask me about this in the past, I am not an advocate for just ignoring the things that are dark or shadowy or causing you problems. Like we absolutely need to acknowledge the things that are challenging in our lives. And when we've gone through situations that are significantly unbalancing, it is absolutely important to spend some time with that energy. Allow yourself to think about it. Allow yourself to watch it as though it is a movie so you don't have to interact with the emotions if they're too painful for you. It is important to acknowledge those things, but it's also important to find the positive in those things. If you have been in a situation where you've really been knocked back and you just feel like everything is absolutely against you, feel it, sense it, try to understand it. And then remind yourself the positive that's coming from it. And if it feels like no positive is coming from it, then allow yourself to see the positive around it. And if you're living in your life, if you're really present in your life, then that last thing should be possible. Say you're in a relationship and it ends really badly and there's a fight, like yelling, screaming, horrible things have been said, and you walk away from that just feeling so defeated and hurt and just knocked down to your knees. And the pain of trying to work through why did this happen? How did this happen? Is just too much for you. And finding the positive is just not even a possibility right now, because sometimes it takes 3 or 4 weeks to process something before you find the positivity in it. So what do you do? Look at the world around you. Do you have food to eat? Is water available to you? Do you have a home? Do you have transportation? Do you have friends? Train yourself to find the good in those situations. So even if the thing that you've gone through is so painful that you can't process it right now, that's okay. Find the positive around you. Find the positive so that it becomes habit. Every time you're facing an issue, you can look at the things that are good in your life so that you feel empowered and so that you can own your fire while these things are unbalancing to you. You want to work up that motivation and give yourself gifts, right? One of the best ways to do that is to train yourself to find good in absolutely every situation. Even if you can't make sense of the situation itself, the good around you is something that's accessible. And it helps you to own your fire so that the next time you're challenged, you feel strong in understanding who you are and how you're going to move forward. Own your fire, my love. When things are tough, it's important to recognize that you can illuminate your life. Motivation is a gift that you give yourself. It could be something that you do 2 days before an event, or even something that you do as you're going out the door. Motivate yourself by giving yourself a gift. And then train yourself to find the good in absolutely everything so that while those things are tough and the fire is burning and you're looking for the motivation and the illumination, you can find the positivity to hold on to. You got this. Life is indeed good. And the learning that comes from life can be so strong and so supportive and so motivational and so driving. Allow the fire to help you experience that. Life is good.
If you'd like me to wrap a little wisdom around your favorite chocolate, reach out and let me know. Just
write a little comment. Let me know what your chocolate is and where you're writing from, and I will find a way to weave it into one of my podcasts. And I'll even give you a shout out so people know that it came specially from you. Check out everything that BetsDanko.com has to offer at BetsDanko.com. If you're on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, you can follow me and BetsDanko.com and keep up to date on all the little bits of wisdom and chocolate that I post Monday through Friday. Subscribe to this podcast and start enjoying your weekly dose of celebrating you with Bets Danko. And while you're at it, if you're enjoying wisdom and chocolate, please take a moment and share with a friend. Go ahead. Tag a friend today with wisdom and chocolate and get them started on a path of self-celebration. Experience the wisdom that helps to motivate and empower you in relationships, business, family, and most importantly, self-celebration. Getting the picture? It's wisdom and it's all about you. Want to hear the chocolate? Tune into Wisdom and Chocolate weekly.